Do you? Okay, so let's start from today. Obviously, sprint qualifying format. So free practice one, very busy with a different approach from different teams. You know, they have to return only one set of tire, but we have seen majority of them using three or also four sets in some cases, with all the compounds used hard, medium, and soft during free practice. Half of the teams had this approach. Mercedes had a completely different approach, focusing on the medium compound. They used two sets of medium compound. I believe that tomorrow for the sprint qualifying, they have to understand in general if the medium is the right tire. And I'm expecting that the majority of the teams will start with the medium compound, the sprint qualifying. Or maybe somebody from the back could try to use the soft. Weather conditions are good. It is quite warm. The track conditions are okay. So we know from the past that the soft compound, that is the C4 like last year, is a compound where you need to manage the traction, you need to manage the rear tires, because here it's important for the performance to manage the rear tire. You have a heavy traction demands in Monza, while lateral is not so important. So maybe tomorrow we have a mix of medium and soft for the sprint qualifying, while I am expecting for Sunday that probably most of the teams are going to use the same strategy, because they have the freedom, also the top 10 have the freedom to decide on which compound they want to start the race. We didn't see any graining. Monza is more for there is a slight risk of blistering, but we know from the past that it is a blistering that is not affecting the performance. The wear is not an issue. And looking at also the delta lap time, I believe that it is in line with our expectation, that was around 0.4 between hard and medium and 0.3 between medium and soft. Obviously, the delta lap time is much reduced, even if it's a long lap, because we have only few corners, so the different compounds are not making a real difference in the long straights. Nothing else other than here an additional study. The time they lose in the pit lane is one of the highest of the championship, is 25 seconds. So I believe that everybody will target a one-stop strategy. Questions? Adam?
Yeah, going back to the soft, people using the soft tomorrow, you say people at the back. I mean, do you mean outside the top 10, or someone sort of eighth, ninth might even try it? What's your feeling?
Probably the top 10 will copy each other. So I think that is probably something for the cars in the back, because they want to play safe for the sprint qualifying, considering that the session is for the starting grid on Sunday. So I believe that the medium is the compound that is giving you the right level of consistency. As I said, the difference in performance is not big. So you are not going to be highly penalized if you start on the medium compound. And that's why I believe that the majority of them will start on the medium. They have four sets of medium available. They've used two sets today. Most of them use two sets today, but they are not obliged to return to sets. So also one set of used medium is available for the race on Sunday or tomorrow if needed. And that's why I think they will focus on the medium for tomorrow.
But how much of an advantage is the soft off the grid here and around the first few corners through the chicanes, really, if you can duck and dive a little bit more?
Yeah, obviously the medium, especially at the beginning of the first couple of laps, is giving you better traction outside of the first and the second chicane. And yeah, the level of grip is slightly higher. And then probably it's going to be similar. The sprint qualifying is 18 laps here. 18 laps are less than half an hour, so it's really a fast race where they have to push, and that is why I think that somebody can try maybe to use the soft to get an advantage at the beginning and then defend the position for the last few laps. The advantage on the soft is is the traction, is mainly the traction outside the slow chicanes, maybe a little bit in braking, because in any case the front grip is better, and I don't think it's allowed in lateral. I have a document I can check to give you a better idea, but it is an estimation that we make. In 1 second. Because we try to make a prediction on the difference. We believe that the maximum difference is around 3-4 kilometers per hour. So no, not really a lot. And I'm talking about it's a delta speed that we evaluate, especially in braking before the chicane and the Ascari. But then we should translate it into a lap time that is really difficult, I would say. Any other question?
Tobias?
Adam, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Well, if no one else had one, sorry, Toby, he's sitting behind me. But if somebody. Someone like Fernando starts on the soft, they gain two, three places through the chicanes. Can they just sit there and hang on for 18 laps if there's no safety car or whatever? That's a big question, I guess.
What do you mean, Adam?
If you start on the soft, you gain a few places at the start. Can you hang on for 18 laps if there's no safety car to help you save the tires or whatever?
Yeah, because I believe that there is a certain degree of management in general during the race, but not just for the tire, because you have to manage the power unit. So the hybrid part of the power unit is not like in qualifying that you can use all the power that is available. And that's why during the race, there is a certain degree of management, brakes, power unit, whatever. And if you manage the rear tires in traction, you are a bit less aggressive outside the chicane for the traction and so on. For sure, you can manage to keep the rear tire, let's say, alive and manage to finish the 18 laps race with still a good performance also for the soft. So you get an advantage at the beginning, and then you have to protect a little bit the position in the last laps. Then it becomes for the other cars that instead are starting on the medium, the last part of the race, they can be a lot more aggressive. The other point is that they don't start with a full tank in the qualifying race. They have the car that is much lighter compared to the Sunday Grand Prix. And we know that during the Grand Prix on Sunday, they have more than 100 kilos, 115 kilos of fuel. While in the sprint qualifying, they are much, much lighter. Three times lighter, talking about the fuel. So that is another important element that is giving you the opportunity to save or to protect the rear tire. Okay. And sorry, Tobias, you had your hand up before.
I think my connection is very broken. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, perfect. You talked about strategies, it's the one-stop strategy. Are there variants of compounds that you can use that make sense, or is there only one strategy that makes sense with one stop?
No, we are waiting for tomorrow FP2 because obviously in FP2 the cars are in Parfermé, so the teams we saw that in Silverstone, the teams are a lot more focused on long runs or medium runs to understand better delta lap time and level of degradation for the compounds. So we will have a bit more information tomorrow to understand the strategy for Sunday. The point is that, I mean, if I look at the numbers that we have used for our simulations, the quickest strategy at the moment is soft medium or medium soft. But considering the delta lap time between the hard and the medium, that is not a lot, and the hard is quite consistent. Also, probably differences, different strategies on one stop using also the hard are possible. I can tell you something more precise tomorrow after the data collected from FP2. Adam, do you have another question? It's your end up from before. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.